Hello. I'm here with Fiona.
Hello.
And tonight she accidentally bought some chocolate.
Yes.
She was at Galluccio's.
I was.
Having a coffee.
Yes.
And she happened across some chocolates at the checkout. So she did a classic impulse buy.
I did.
So all the psychologists who go into the psychology of shopping and layout of supermarkets and where they put food would be loving her because she suits the dynamic. What are you doing, Ollie?
No, it's me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not Ollie.
No.
I'm really not.
So.
That was a bit Lillian-esque, actually, that laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You'd only understand that if you listen to The Archers. Let me show you how this is wrapped. Put your phone down for a moment.
It is done.
Ooh. This is what I found by the counter.
That's pretty. It's a lovely present for someone.
It's a present for us.
Oh, but they're great presents in general, though.
You can really open the present. Do you want to open the present?
Okay. But it's good for birthdays and stuff, isn't it?
I know.
I'm opening it. It's very prettily wrapped.
It's bought for us, but, well, sort of for you, really.
Why me?
Because I just thought it was nice.
Well, you're kind.
For you.
And on Fiona's account after this, we'll have a quick chat about Richer Sounds.
Okay.
Just trading ahead, folks.
Dun, dun, dun. Coming soon on Fidun's account. Which is spelt Fidun, Fidunn.
Right.
Are you opening that, or are you just going to hold it?
I can't undo the knot.
Oh, give it here.
Give it here.
What are you like? Right. Pragmatic womanliness coming in here. Yes, there we go.
So if you don't follow either of us, you don't
know. You don't follow either of us, you're not listening to any of it.
Okay, if you weren't aware, we're a fan of the chocolate.
We do like chocolate. There you go.
Thank you. And of the cheese and of the wine and of food in general.
Yeah, although I'm not having any more wine today.
No, I'm not having any wine today, but Fiona's...
Are you not? We've got mango lassi. Do you want some?
That's quite nice.
But you've got jasmine tea.
I've drunk it. It's lovely. Go on.
Oh, you've drunk it all?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like some mango lassi in a minute?
In a minute, that'd be lovely.
You'd like that.
But Fiona's a vegetarian, so...
Yeah, strange.
Which is
strange.
Hard, because I've never cooked vegetarian before.
Strange creature.
I wish she didn't, because I can just cook nice meaty stuff, but...
Yucky.
Right, I'm getting into this. It's a block, which is about the size of a...
Brick. No,
big
no.
iPhone, really.
I suppose it is. Probably the size of an iPhone 6, isn't it?
Yeah, it's thicker, though.
And it's got the foil. Yeah. And it's got rum.
What's it called? Rum?
It's got chocolate with rum.
Okay.
I don't know what it's really called, but it's from Carluccio's, and they had it on the counter in Ealing.
And we also bought some chocolate tonight from...
Valentina!
Which we'll sample anon at some point. Maybe not today, but we will sample it.
No, because we've got sausage sandwich
yeah,
to eat
we'll
too.
We'll
but I'm making for you.
I know. We'll sample it of the weekend, probably.
Because you like that, don't you?
Yeah.
He loves me, because he's even eating corn sausages. Because I'm a vegetarian.
Right, so look.
You see? What's in here?
Ooh.
Can I see?
Yeah, go for it.
It's... Oh, I don't really know how you're meant to... Whoops, there's a bit of foil come off. Oh, smell that. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to...
Oh, it smells lovely. It smells rummy.
Doesn't it just? Mm. Let me break a bit off. There you go, that's your bit.
Thank you. Oh, that's a big bit.
It's a big bit, yeah. Oh, wow, lots of rum in this.
Mmm.
Amazing.
Oh, wow. Mmm.
Wow, that's properly rum-esque.
You can taste the raisins as well.
Mmm.
Are they figs?
I don't know.
There's a bit of a fig thing going on. Slightly
maybe.
Gritty texture.
Maybe. Oh, shut up, phone.
Mmm. Wow.
And it's very dark chocolate, isn't it?
Mmm. Wow. Mmm-hmm.
Oh,
there's fig going on there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the fig
It is, because you can
Oh, no, I agree with you. I'm just not sure about them putting it in. It's a bit strange.
Okay, well, it's a very thin dark chocolate shell. Dark chocolate's probably about 70%. It's very nice, very bitter. But it complements this sweet, soft rum.
And I'm going to say
fig inside.
Why are they going to put fig in it?
I think it works really well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you what? You can have this.
Do you like it?
Well, you can share a bit of it with me if you know if you're in a good mood. But I think you like it more than I do. So
I would give that. You know, it's like a fondant inside, isn't it?
Mm.
A rummy, and it's proper rum. You can taste it.
Oh yeah, it's real rum.
And the figs give it a good texture.
Mm.
Not too many of them, but they give it a good texture, and it complements the bitter chocolate very well. Now, it's a big bar, and thick, generous.
Yes, like it is.
Like a flamenco dancer, generous at the hip and breast.
You're disgusting.
I would give that.
And you're blushing.
Not at all.
Yes.
I would give that a 9.5.
I'd give it a 9.
Still high.
Hmm.
Very good scores, though.
So I would like you to save me a bit.
Of course I will. I'm not going to eat all that. It's loads.
In there.
It's Shall really we, good.
How? What's the time left on here?
I don't know. 3 minutes and 25 seconds. 3 minutes and 24 seconds.
Hang on.
Pause recording. 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Pause recording.
Button. No, we better do another boo for the other chocolates, but I think they need tasting.
Okay. So there we go. And there we are. So that was
Carlicio's rum and fig. I don't know what it is, but it was on the counter.
Yeah.
And I was paying for some takeaway coffee.
Mm.
And I said, what's this?
My good sir.
And he said, it's rum chocolate.
Did you say my good sir?
No,
You've always got to throw in my good sir when you can.
You're the one who's sober.
True.
And you're saying that.
Anyway, that's that.
Because I had choir and then went to the pub.
So that's the Carlicio's rum chocolate.
Rum and fig, I think it is. It's in the Carlicio's deli.
Don't expect too much chocolate, but expect some nice figgy, rummy niceness.
But the chocolate, even though it's thin,
it's good.
You can taste it quite...
Yeah, you can.
...in a quite pronounced way, because it's strong.
Yeah, it's very strong. It's nice and bitter. If it was a milk chocolate, it wouldn't work as well. So anyway... We're going now. Thank you. So
you're taking the mickey out of me.
Say goodbye.
After my spritzers.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, spritzers.
Spritzers. Brilliant.